The economy created 271,000 new jobs in October, marking the biggest gain of the year, and unemployment fell to a seven-year low of 5%. Does this mean the Federal Reserve is going to hike interest rates soon? And what does this mean for your money? I'm John Werdonk. We'll talk to a portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us on the line from Greater New York is Chad Morganlander. He's at Stifel Nicolaus. He is a portfolio manager there. Were you surprised by the jobs news?
Well, the jobs numbers over the course of the last several years have been moving in the right direction. This number, though, was well above consensus estimates. We do believe that the Federal Reserve will now be moving closer to raising interest rates, if not in December, but perhaps January.
What are your expectations for the Fed for the rest of the year? If you could put some odds on a rate hike.
Yeah, I would. I would put perhaps about 75% odds that they will be raising rates by the end of this year. It looks as if that any number in the jobs on the jobs report next month that comes in around 175 or above will keep the door open for Janet Yellen and company to move. As a portfolio manager, we're focused on where interest rates will be going, not only on the short end of the yield curve, but the long end of the yield curve, and what the effects of that will be on the currency markets as well as in the global equity markets.
If I'm an investor, an everyday guy, what should I be thinking about?
You should be thinking about the long-term forecasted returns for equity markets here as well as overseas, the implications to the commodity markets as well as the bond portfolio that many investors have, and where interest rates will be heading. When we look at the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, we're believers that the S&P or the Dow will be in a range of returns of about 5 to 6% over the course of the next 24 months on an annual basis. When we look at the Federal Reserve's actions and what they're going to do, we think bonds will trade on the 10-year around 250 to about 275 on the 10-year. So interest rates will be going a touch higher. And then, of course, with the commodity markets, we'd be somewhat more skeptical about that oil prices going to higher highs. We believe that the downward trend will continue as global growth continues to moderate.
Are there any parts of the stock market, any sectors in particular, that could benefit from a Fed rate hike?
Well, financials indeed will benefit because when interest rates go higher on the short end of the yield curve, that gives a bonus to the big banks as well as many brokerage companies. So that will be a key beneficiary. Also, you could look at some of the staple companies and consumer discretionary companies. Companies that will, or I should say sectors that will not do well, would be sectors like utilities, interest rate sensitive, that have done very well, that have been paying big yields on their dividends. Those are the kind of companies you want to kind of shy away from if interest rates are gliding higher.
Also in this jobs report, we got word that hourly wages rose at the fastest year-over-year pace since 2009. Given we are heading into the holiday shopping season, should we expect a pleasant surprise from consumers going to their local mall or shopping on Main Street?
I do believe that consumption is going to continue to increase. You had this debt deleveraging cycle after the Great Recession that looks to be subsiding. It looks as if mortgage credit has been expanding, and as well as oil prices glide lower, it's giving a little bit more disposable income to consumption patterns. So we do believe it will be a strong season, but I want to put things in perspective. The wage growth that we saw this month was 2.5%. Yes, that's moving in the right direction, but it's far less than what it was in the pre-Great Recession. That number used to be around 3.75% to 4%. So we still have a lot more room to make up. But again, John, we're moving in the right direction.
He is Chad Morganlander, portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus, joining us from Greater New York today. Where are you, Chad?
I am in Florham Park, New Jersey.
I will take your word for it, sir.
Have a terrific weekend, John.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.